Audio Gravity, episode 502, 15th of August 2010. First link today is pagerduty.com. Wake up, your systems are down. If you already use some monitoring tools like Nagos or Pingdom or CloudKick, then you'll probably know that some of them are quite limited to be able to send phone or SMS messages out. And so that's where PagerDuty pretty much comes in. They've got a whole bunch of different screenshots on the bottom of their site showing you what it can do. They've got like a bunch of tabs for incident services, escalation policies. And what's quite nice about PagerDuty is that you can set a schedule for when certain people are actually going to be on call. There's also a way to be able to check those on-call schedules, make sure that when somebody sends a message that it gets to the right person, and when it gets to the right person, they can react to it via sending SMS back based on the SMS message it sends. So for instance, if a host falls over for whatever reason, maybe the database is running hot or the SSH is fell over, you can do various functions from the phone. You can even get somebody back from your team and say, you know, this is fallen over. Or I guess you could trigger off a bunch of functionality. You might have some scripts that are running on the server that maybe reboot it or restart it. Pretty cool. Next link today is over on myrocommunity.org. Miro, in their infinite wisdom, make a downloading app for web video, and it also is BitTorrent compatible. So if you're downloading BitTorrents, it's good for that. They've made a community separate site engine, and what this does is allows anybody who collects video for their business or event or service, you can have your own little community site with all your videos on it. So imagine it almost like a YouTube for your own community, and you can add videos wherever there's an RSS feed or a YouTube account. And they've done the basic version quite simply. So you've got a featured section, a news section, and a popular section. And people in your community can submit videos to it. And it's all free. Go and check it out. It's on myrocommunity.org. Next link quickly is one of those social sites. I know what you're thinking. Oh, I've got enough social sites to see me till the end of my days. Check this one out, though. I think this one could stay around for quite a long time. Quipt, edited social news and networking site for everyone. So they give a quick intro here about other social sites. There's a keep track of your friends, a following thing, very similar to Twitter. There's a viral sharing for the spreading of stories. And the collaborative editing is the bit I like the most. So there's more accuracy, less spam. So if you have a particular event or a service that you want to talk about and you want to have a group of people chime in and add to that, yes, you can use some similar things like Facebook, but if you have people who don't use Facebook, it's now nice to have that additional service that allows for collaborative editing. Next link today is over on LoveFresh. LoveFresh, one word with .sh on the end instead of .com. It's an iPad application. I'm not sure if it's going to be for the iPhone as well, to do with local food. And I'm presuming the application is going to work along the lines of telling you what's in the local area, what they've got for sale, what they want to sell. They're on Twitter at LoveFreshHQ, and they've also set up their community for alpha access. So if you're interested in finding out about this app and how it works, you should definitely go over and sign up on their forums. Next thing today is kiwi-app.net, the customizable Twitter client. When I first saw this, I thought, great, it's going to be something that I can really, really customize, tweak it to what I want, something a little bit more powerful than Tweety, yet still have the features of Tweety. Out of the box, it just didn't feel that way at all. It felt a bit clunky. I thought the designs, even though the themes were quite nice, I thought the padding was a bit off, and it just didn't feel as slick as Tweety did. Maybe it's because I've got used to Tweety and it was my entry point for a Twitter client. But I had to mention it and bring the video up, put it on the video, because I thought that Kiwi hiding behind the panel when you hovered over it was quite cute. I know, I'm a geek. I just thought it was a pretty awesome little piece of jQuery there. And the last link today, they don't update very often, but I hope they start posting more stuff about the iPad. Over on Padery.com, they talk about a bunch of different apps that are out for the iPad, and you know, things that are reviews for totally free apps, not apps that are based on, you know, trying to bring you back to their website, where they're actually totally free. And also they release little tips about improving the Wi-Fi and what they think about it and how that works. Some thoughts about the access on the iPad in terms of the file system. And I just like it. It's a really nice, lightweight kind of blog. That's it today. Cheers.